So the lesson of that, wrapping up that last segment, is one of the reasons we have 5 years in business is if you've made it 5 years, you're probably, you know, there's a small chance that you're not a good businessman and a good tradesman.
Right.
That 5 year period of time weeds out a lot of bad. I think the statistics, it's an old number, but Rosie used to quote something that within the first 3 years, 90% of contracting businesses go out. So if you've made it past five, that's a good sign. But we take it a lot farther in our screening process because there are so many elements to business. It's one of those funny things. You get into the industry because you love landscape and you love the design work, and then you're like, man, I didn't know I had to be an accountant, too. Man, I didn't know I had to be in a boss, too. Man, I didn't know I had to be, you know, I've got, you'd mentioned 30 people that are relying on this landscape company to provide the means for their family.
Exactly. It's always a challenge. And, you know, if you don't pay your bills, you don't pay your people, you don't take care of people, you know, you don't last very long.
And you shouldn't.
Right. Absolutely.
You shouldn't. So CYC Landscaping, of course, you could find them at rosieonthehouse.com. They've been there under the landscape category for 12 years.
Yep.
But directly, you've got until the city of Mesa widens the road, you've got a nice little outdoor showroom somebody could see.
Yeah, exactly. Till January, I think.
Till January, and that's at?
254 South Mesa Drive.
And somebody could reach y'all directly at?
They can either call our office, that you can find the number online, or at cyclandscaping.com.
cyclandscaping.com. Is there, do y'all do maintenance? I know that that's such a different industry inside the industry.
We do some maintenance. We do maintenance in the Southeast Valley, Ahwatukee, Tempe, Gilbert, Chandler, Mesa.
Close travel proximity.
Yeah.
Yeah. For landscape, though, landscape design that you're going to be on for a week or 2 weeks or a month.
We're valley-wide.
Yeah.
So, what are the projects other than your backyard and your pizza oven are y'all working on? You had mentioned that you see a lot of, you know, when we used to do infrastructure into the backyard, it was gas, water, and electric line. Now it's low voltage for TVs and speakers, and I totally get the music side of it.
It's becoming more and more popular to put outdoor speakers in, audiovisual, running cable lines for TVs, or even now a lot of them have wireless. You can do all sorts of speaker systems. You can zone it in various different zones. If you, and this side of your yard, you don't want the same as that side of your yard.
I bet when you went into landscape business, you never thought you would have to learn audio video as part of your service.
That is absolutely correct.
We just finished a project that they put speakers in the pool.
So you could hear it under. So underwater. This is somebody that can hold their breath so long that they needed their music underwater, too.
Apparently.
We did a sunken bocce ball court this year. We've done...
What's a sunken bocce ball?
Oh, that's cool.
That sounds like something that would
fun.
That would flood out.
Well, it sits on a quarter minus base. It just drains.
Okay.
But it's just got a wall, like a 16-inch high wall all the way around it with lights built into the wall so you can get out there at night and play bocce ball. It's kind of a fun concept if you like to play bocce ball. You could probably use it for cornhole, too, if you really wanted to.
How much space do I need for a bocce ball set?
Well, I mean, a proper bocce ball court is quite large, but, I mean, we've done lots of projects where we scale it back, you know, just like some people want a basketball court, but they can't put on a full court basketball court. So you just scale it based on their yard, you know. There's ways to fit that. You can also, you don't have to do a dedicated bocce ball court if you don't have the room. You know, I've done a lot of artificial turf yards where you set it up in such a way where it fits bocce ball, fits cornhole, fits things like that. So it becomes a multi-purpose area, not just a dedicated bocce ball court or whatever.
And that's something that we're trying to do at our house that I kind of learned from Dad is that, you know, he had the pool, he had a volleyball court, he had a trampoline, he had grass, and what it did is it naturally made everyone want to hang out at the Romero's house, so he didn't have to worry about where his kids were at high school because everybody wanted to be there.
Exactly.
It was brilliant.
Well, CYC. If they're going to get in trouble, they can get trouble at your house, right?
CYC Landscaping. Chris, Mark, thanks for your time this Saturday morning. If you're
looking for
landscape design in the Mesa Southeast area or valleywide, if it's a remodeling project,
yep.
Find them at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Thank you.